भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज मई शिक्षा गुरु लाख एंड लाख दंडक प्रणाम इन हिटलर माई डियर वैष्णव माई सन्स एंड डॉटर फ्रॉम टू थ्री डेज वी आर स्पीकिंग अबाउट भक्ति व्हाट इज रियली भक्ति. First, it comes from any pure devotee to desire to serve Krishna. If a desire is coming in our heart from any pure Vaishnava, this is the Shraddha, transcendental Shraddha, that I will serve Krishna. And by serving this, my whole life will be successful. This a strong belief should come, and then he will follow always the orders of Gurudev, the orders of Shastra, always of Shastra and also order of Vaishnava. But this main thing is that to desire to serve Krishna, this should come. Then he will seek, where to have a guru like this, a spiritual master, that who can help me? Then he always starts. And he made up his mind that I should obey him, serve him. Anyhow, if he is fortunate and past impressions are there, then Krishna arranges everything. Krishna comes himself, or he sends, manages to send any his pure devotee. Like in Western country and Eastern countries, Swamiji went himself. They never went to Swamiji because this was the arrangement of Krishna himself, that he came himself. If he has not come to these countries, Western or Eastern countries, I think they were not initiated and not having any help. He came himself. So Krishna arranged to send. So you should only offer yourself, be Sharanagat.
Surrender.
Oh Krishna, I am surrendering myself in your lotus feet. He is everywhere, in your heart, everywhere, in atom. And if your desire is earnest, quickly he will arrange for a very transcendental guru to you. And if you have no impression and really you don't want to serve Krishna, then no origin for Krishna. And everything will be what? So you should have a firm belief in Krishna, that Krishna knows everything, everyone's heart. Then a very qualified guru may come and help you. Always be. But you should be very strong, very determined. You know the history of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was chanting Hari name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But he has come from a Muslim family. No? So the governor of Muslims in our country, India, he told that why you were chanting Hare Krishna? Why not Allah Khuda? Allah Khuda. You should chant. Both are same. So you should chant Allah Khuda, otherwise I will put you to sentence, I will kill you. I will cut you in pieces, so many pieces. He told that if Ram and Rahim, Allah Khuda and Ram and Krishna are same, then why were stopping me to chant Krishna, Krishna? Both are same. And telling this, so many, you convert so many thousands and lakhs of Hindus, forcibly, that you should be Muslim and you should chant Allah Khuda. Why you do? If Ram and Krishna and Allah Khuda are God are same thing, same telling, same Khuda by Krishna name, I cannot give up this name. If you cut in pieces, no harm. I know that Krishna is so powerful. He will protect me, save me. And also I don't want to be saved. If anyone is cutting me in pieces, no harm, but I will chant Hare Krishna, and he began to do. He was beaten in 22 markets. His place, blood, everything went down. Only his bones were there, and that was also broken into pieces. But he was chanting Hare Krishna. At last they prayed that, oh, you are Jindapir, you are perhaps a special messenger of Khuda. You have so power that you are not dying. Please die, otherwise the king, Muslim governor, will put me to sentence and I will be killed. Then he took like a samadhi. Samadhi means strong. And they thought that he is dead, and this body was thrown in the Ganges. And after some time, quickly after 2-3 minutes, he was chanting Hare Krishna, and with his very healthy body, he came out from the water. It became a strange wonder. Oh, why? How it became? So you should have a very strong belief like this. Don't give up name. In any case, and you can realize that Krishna is always. This name is not only name. Himself, Krishna is in name. Radhika is in this name. Powerful Hari is in this name. So don't be afraid. Any problem, it will come. Oh, Krishna name can solve. His supreme personality of God Himself. So you should be strong, like Haridas Thakur. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, by Prahlad Maharaj, life of the life of Prahlad Maharaj. So how strong we should be? Always you used to know that, oh, Krishna name is always saving me. This name is life and strength of whole universe. So we should like. Can you tell something about Prahlad Maharaj teachings or anything? Something? He will save us. If whole world is in one side and you are in any one side, no harm. Krishna is always. His Sudarshan is always. Everywhere, watching and looking. And serving devotees, he will come at once and save. So don't be afraid. He will save. So we should be very always energetic, no fear, like this. Can you tell that Supreme Personality of Godhead has equal love and affection for all. He is samdarshi to all. No? But taking the side of any demigod, he kills the demon. Why? Demon also his son, and demigods also his son. Devotees are also his son, and those who are not devotees, even all are his son, whether we should know or not, we know or not. All are part and parcel of same God. And we are eternal servants. All, even trees, creepers, every, animal, birds and everything. Why he takes sides of devotees and demigods and he kills others? Why? And what became when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Varahadeva? Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu was giving consolation to
family members.
What telling? That a mother has four sons or two sons. One is, she has equal love for both. But one sometimes speaks lies and he stores away something. And he does something bad, wrong. Mother loves both. So, with loving affection, she will give a slap to that boy who is sitting something, telling lies. To reform him out of his her pity, he will do. So, Krishna like this, whether demon or devotees, both are equal in the eyes of Krishna. But only to reform them, only to purify them. Sometimes he gives a slap and takes away their bodies, this bad, and gives them transcendental bodies and liberation and so many things that he should not do like this. And others should not take a lesson. Others should also take a lesson from him. And there are also so much reasons, philosophical. So I will tell further. We should go on. So he killed a doubt that when no need, I will kill to others. You should see and hear. You should see. When Hiranyakashipu called second time Prahlad Maharaj and he asked, that what you have learnt from your guru. Then he told, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakhatmani Vedanam. Itipunsarpita, Vishnu, Se Navalakkhana, Bhakti, Se Navalakkhana, Kriyeta Bhagavati, Tad Adha, Tanmanyedhi. I know that. If anyone surrendering to his Gurudev, because he is also Bhagavan, Asya Bhagavan, surrendering himself to the lotus feet of Gurudev, and he is Shramar, he is hearing the pastimes and names and everything from his Gurudev, then doing Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, praying and all other things, that this is most high class of siksha.
Instruction.
So I must follow this. Hearing this, he became so angry.
And he tore him out of his lap and he wanted to kill him, but he could not kill. Then he asked him to follow his priest. How to talk to him? To who taught him? Oh, we have not met. We never taught him. To chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He cannot chant, he cannot see. I don't know how he, oh, he's naturally, he's doing it. Then, again he moved towards Prahlad Maharaj and told, who taught you? And then what he told? Prahlad Maharaj, what he told? Oh, you should know, you. You remember? So yes, sir. Very important thing. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So serious. And then he told to Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj, a boy of 5 only, oh, running quickly. And he ran and jumped in the lap of Nrisimhadeva. He was so furious, but when Prahlad Maharaj went in the lap of Nrisimhadeva, oh, he was automatically pacified, and tears began to come from him. Eyes, and he kept his hands on the head of Prahlad Maharaj, kissing him. He told that Prahlad, oh, I want to apologize because I've done late, so much late. I wanted to come first, but I wanted to show whole world these things. So I want that you should have any benediction from me. Because anyone who takes my darshan, oh, he must take that. Then first Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, Navin Krishna Brahmachari will explain. You want to serve me, nothing else. But yet I want that you should give, you should take any benediction. Oh, you should try to. So we must try to follow Prahlad Maharaj. If you want to be a pure devotee, then be very bold and strong like Prahlad Maharaj. Always chant and remember. Have a very strong faith in Krishna name. That name is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he will save us from anything. And our life will be happy. Or eternally happy. So you should try to have a strong faith on this. He came, Krishna came in the shape of Nrisimhadeva for that demon and to save his devotees. But sometimes he comes himself. I told you that he came in the shape of a boy. Like Krishna. Once bring that. Mother Yashoda was thinking, why these Navaras Gopi come and they complain against Krishna? They tell sometimes, oh, your boy has become naughty. He tells lies. He enters in our rooms and quickly takes away all our makkhan.
Butter.
He steals. And if we catch him on the spot, sometimes he smiles and tells mother, why you have caught me? I am your son. I thought that this is my house. You are like my mother. And now you are catching me and... Then Krishna used to smile, and that very gopi also used to smile, and Krishna in the meantime taking his hand out and used to run away. Sometimes any gopi was complaining to Maya Yashoda mother or Sakhi Yashoda, today I was there hiding anywhere and he came and gave his hand in paw. At once I red-handed caught him. I asked him, that why you are stealing butter? Oh, no mother, I am not a stealing. What you are doing? I am searching my cough. Oh, my cough has jumped in this. Oh, your cough is so... Where is your cough? Then he kept his hand and took a twirl, marble twirl. And oh, my father has given, he jumped. Oh, they used to laugh and in the meantime, quickly. So doing this thing. Why? They wanted this from lakhs and lakhs birth that Krishna should come and play in our home. And he should take our makkhan. So Krishna is taking. He is not going to from any persons who are like demons or like this. Never he goes. Duryodhana, you know? He invited Krishna and he gave Krishna for hosting a place made up for gold and jewel. And he prepared so many kinds of very delicious food for Krishna. And Krishna went there. He wanted that there should be no war, there should be compromise between Pandavas and Kauravas. But Duryodhana was not ready to accept Krishna's proposal, suggestion. So, when he told Krishna that, oh, we have prepared so many good, sweet preparations, please take. Krishna told, I am not hungry. So I don't want to take. I am not so poor that I should take it. I am not poor. And thirdly, you are not my friend. Fourthly, I have come to have a proposal for
compromise.
But you are not accepting. So I cannot take. He never took it. But he went where?
Vidur.
In the house of Vidurani, the wife of Vidur. And he told that, I am so hungry. Please give me something. And out of love and affection, she could not think, so what should I give? There were so many bananas. He used to give him the skin of banana only, and rest he used to fell down. And Krishna was thinking, oh, after a very long time, I had a very sweet thing like this. And he was taking that, and in the meantime, Vidur came and told, oh, what you are doing? You are giving the skin, not the real banana you are giving. Oh, Krishna told that, oh, I have never taken a sweet thing like this, even in Dwarka by Rukmini and Satyabhama. I am so happy. Don't disturb her. So Krishna, what takes? Only love and affection. He never becomes hungry or nothing to steal or nothing. He was going to take the hearts of gopis to please them. So they were so lucky, fortunate that Krishna was going and making play, sweet play like this and taking the hearts of gopis. They wanted that Krishna should daily come and do like this. So one day Yashoda thought that, oh, my boy has become naughty and he goes and does like so many things because the butter in my house becomes so sour. Because I don't do it, make it, my servants make it. So today I should make it with my own hands. She sent all the maid servants and all the servants. Oh, you should go observe Deepavali. Deepavali means there is a very good festival in India, Deepavali. They make light everywhere. So you should go and do Govardhan Puja next day. So all went there. Yashoda was alone in morning and she was going to churn that curd. And how she was doing? She has a big rope. She made in a pillar. Like this. And again in
churning
stick. And she was doing like this. Ghar. No? And sound was coming very sweet. Like the tune of mridanga. Dhiktam. Why on them who don't serve Krishna, they chant Krishna. So like this, very sweet song. And the ankle bells were there. Oh, the tune of this, oh, so sweet. Like Karta. So sweet. And she was so beautiful, Yashoda. You can imagine that Krishna being the son of Yashoda was how beautiful. So if mother is not beautiful, how he will be beautiful? So Yashoda was so beautiful. His breasts were so bright. Oh, this. How? If she used to bend, oh, it will break. And her beauty was peeping out from a very silken cloth. And she was absorbed in chanting. What doing? Govinda Dhamo Dara Madhale Ki Govinda Dhamo Dara Madhale Ki. Used to do daily like this. When brooming their homes, what they do? Always all. Their mind and heart is with Krishna. And remembering the very past times of Krishna, beautiful Krishna, boy Krishna, and the brooming at the time of their hands in there, but heart and mind where? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Devi. Nothing? Nothing. Oh, this is bhakti. Please to try to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. If you are going to office, no harm. If you are in office, no harm. If you are brooming, if you are giving breast to your sons, cooking, anything, and very easily you can do what? Govinda Dhamo Dharma. And she saw that where is mother? He was quite naked. Only a boy of 2.5 years. He was closing his eyes and he was searching. Oh, mother, where you are? Mother. Here, very long kajal, black. Mother has done it. And he was sometimes weeping. Oh, mother very war, very war. But here, no mother fair, mother has gone. Oh, he saw from distance, oh, mother is
churning.
And what she is doing? Govinda Dhamo Dharma. That one you can do. By hands you can do anything. In a shop you can do like this, no harm. If some customers are coming, oh, you should distribute them, and after that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you don't like this one, again you can change another tune. What tune?
Hare Krishna, Hare
Another tune.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Oh, you can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Remembering in mind, and if you are doing like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it will be 1,000 times more powerful than
mind.
In mind. And it will be more, 1,000 times more powerful if you are chanting louder, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And more louder, more 1,000, more louder, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So more louder you will go, the power will be more. Because all will hear, even animals, grasses, trees, all will hear. And you can control by that, your all sensitivity control easily. So it is more powerful. So you should try to do like anything. So Yashoda was doing. And Krishna gradually came, and he, what is it? Can you tell? So we should try to love Krishna. Though he is God of gods, but in Braj he comes and plays this pastime very sweet. So we should try to love Krishna like Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Krishna wants this. He has so much opulence, but when Nanda Baba, Brajavasi, no opulence at all. So we should try to love Krishna like father, mother, like friends, and more than that, like gopi, beloved. And by this, Krishna is controlled, otherwise not. Brahma, Shankar, and all other cannot see all these pastimes. Always controlled by these gopis, Mother Yashoda. More and more by Srimati Radhika can control in a minute. So we should try to have a love and affection like Brijabhasi. This is the aim and object of this story. Krishna has so much opulence, he can do anything he likes. But he is totally controlled by Brijavasi, like father, mother, like gopi. This is called love. We should try to have these kinds of love and affection for Krishna. Gaur Prema. You can tell them.